The National Cotton Council is working closely with both the House and Senate Agriculture Committees to make sure that the industry's farm bill priorities are included and maintained in both the House and Senate versions. These priorities include maintaining the new seed cotton policy and looking for ways to enhance or strengthen that policy when it comes to reference price and support levels. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with further details.
We're also working to make some improvements and adjustments to the marketing loan program to make it more effective and more closely track with our major export markets for U.S. cotton. We're also working to try to strengthen the Economic Adjustment Assistance Program, which provides important assistance to the U.S. textile industry and allows those companies to reinvest in their facilities to become more efficient and more competitive. There are also some improvements to the extra long staple or Pima cotton programs in the farm bill that we're working towards, as well as trying to push for a policy that can help improve cotton flow into the marketing channels and enhance the movement of cotton, which can help provide improved returns to producers when it comes to the price they're receiving for their cotton. There's also some issues that we're working and hope to address as it relates to eligibility for the farm bill programs and trying to make sure that family farms are not unfairly locked out of the program, not able to qualify, and making sure that the regulations are fair and common sense so that farm families are able to fully participate in these important safety net programs. In addition to that, working to make sure we can maintain the current crop insurance provisions and not see that weakened from where it is today. And then also trying to make sure that there's a continued focus on working lands, conservation programs, and that remains a priority within the farm bill so that producers can continue to utilize those cost share programs to improve their production practices and continue to become more sustainable in how they're producing cotton and other crops.